Mex Madison Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a bill coming up in North Carolina that I would not believe, but if you're upset about Roe v. Wade being overturned, you're upset at 5-4, by the way. The 6-3 was just to uphold the Mississippi statute, but 5-4 to overturn Roe v. Wade. Roberts didn't go along with that. There is now a bill in North Carolina that will, quote, authorize deadly force to stop an abortion. Authorize deadly force to stop an abortion. What the heck is going on down there? That's an invitation to shoot doctors. What does it mean to use deadly force to stop an abortion? Do you shoot the guy driving the cart of the woman going to the hospital? Do you shoot the doctor? There have been people that do this. This is not something to laugh about. And these doctors, some people have circulated their pictures with crosshairs on them. And there was a doctor killed that way. And there's another one killed down south. For a legislature to even think about or introduce a bill that would authorize deadly force to stop an abortion is an abomination. It's not only unconstitutional, and it's not only the depths of fascism, but it is just enshrining violence in our culture, and our culture should not be a violent culture. A culture should be a culture really should be a culture of progress, growth, business growth, intellectual growth, hope and freedom. We are turning back in. Whoever authored that thinks he's going to introduce it, or maybe he already has introduced it, should be thrown out of the legislature. I'd like to say he should be recharged, but you can put in virtually anything. Virtually anything. I mean, suppose you put in a bill that said you are authorized to use deadly force to stop somebody running against you from another party. Suppose you did that. Is that a criminal offense to put that bill in? Well, First Amendment lawyers would say no. I would say that is a criminal offense, and you can't say, okay, I'm going to kill somebody or advocate killing somebody, and if I do it on the floor of the legislature, it's okay. The point is, these are sick people. These Republicans are very sick people. And there are very few mainstream Republicans who are standing up to denounce them. Very, very few. But the bill that's going in North Carolina, it's not going to pass, of course, I wouldn't think. I think the governor would veto it. I think that if it ever got through, courts would stop it. But it would authorize deadly force to stop an abortion without definition of how you do that. These are sick people, and what concerns me the most is that by even saying what I just said, reporting it out of North Carolina, that puts ideas in sick people's heads. Sick people, sick 18 and 19-year-olds, wannabes, a grudge against society, can't get a date, they'll do something. When you have the so-called pillars of society, and by that I don't mean in a social sense, but I mean it with respect, senators, congressmen, legislators, judges, advocating or even implying violence, you're destroying our society. Because you won't go out and shoot anybody, but there are plenty of disturbed people out there who look to you for example. And this is beyond disgusting, what is happening down in North Carolina. You know, one of the sad and odd things is that the Democrats are trying to do their best to do something to counter the Supreme Court. We do not, unfortunately, have the votes to codify Roe v. Wade. It'll pass the House, but in the Senate, every Republican will vote against it, and some Democrats, including Manchin and Sinema, would vote against codifying Roe v. Wade. We can't do it. But Nancy Pelosi is trying a different tack, really responding to some things that Justice Thomas said in his his concurring opinion. And he hinted that the right to use contraceptives can be overturned by the state, if you believe that. So Nancy Pelosi is putting in a bill in the House that there is a right to use contraceptives. It's kind of sad and strange that we even have to talk like this. Very sad and strange in the modern era. But that's what she's doing. It'll pass the House. The word out of Washington, believe it or not, is that it may not pass the Senate. Moscow Mitch may filibuster it. There are not 10 senators to advance it. They're all going to go home and say, we fully support the use of contraceptives, but, this was just something to make Joe Biden look good. It's just something to make Nancy Pelosi look good. This is just something to make Chuck Schumer look good. And it won't get done. That is how disturbed the Republican Party is. And remember again, fascism, when I say fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, when Hitler took over in 1932, his party had the plurality. He made a deal with minority parties and he went in and he was jovial with them. He clapped them on the back in Berlin. And he said, I'm not going to do anything to hurt you. We just have to get this Versailles Treaty financial obligation off our backs. You have to give me power. You have to suspend the Reichstag for 4 years in my term. The Reichstag was their parliament or their Congress. That'd be like Trump coming in saying, just suspend Congress for 4 years. They said, fine. And then when he had power, he had the brown shirts and the SS go in, and they outlawed other parties. They murdered people who were the leaders of the other parties, and they went through the streets in anti-Semitic murders at Kristallnacht later in the decade, where they went and they broke all the windows of businesses owned by Jewish people, called them out and murdered them, just kept murdering people. They were Nazis. Putin is a Nazi. Putin is a Nazi the way Stalin was a Nazi. They enjoy murdering people. Many of them get sexual satisfaction in violence and murder. There is a certain kind of person. Now, the Republican Party has not come to that extent yet. But when I say fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, fascism is not an ideology. You know, you can have a communist ideology where even though they're all thieves and murderers, they'll at least say, I want people to own the means of production or something like that. You can say that there is a right-wing ideology that thinks we should have a monarch instead of a president. But fascism is simply a cult of personality where one man, and it's always a man, wants absolute power, will do anything to keep it, steal what he wants, rape what he wants, do what he wants. And he can't do it all by himself, so he delegates the right to commit sadistic acts. I mean, why do you think police officers in Moscow go through the streets beating people or giving interviews? Why do they do that? Because they get to exercise power over someone and beat them. And that is delegated from the guy Putin, ultimately, who loves to beat and be sadistic towards other people. That should not be happening in the United States. You know, George Washington, at the end of his second term, 1798, actually 1796 was the end of his second term, could easily have stayed on. There's nothing in the Constitution back then, and there wasn't until after Roosevelt, that said you could only have two terms. Roosevelt had four terms. Everybody wanted him to stay on. They said, we have nobody of your stature. Some people said, declare yourself a monarch, you're King George the First of the United States, and be a benevolent monarch. And he was very wise. He said, no, we're going to have a president, we're going to have a republic, not a monarchy. Number two, it's not healthy to stay in more than two terms, 8 years. It can go to your head. So I'm going to step down voluntarily. And some of the greatest philosophers in Europe at the time said, That was the most astonishing and the most liberal and the most important act in politics in history. No man before that ever voluntarily stepped down. That's why we have the peaceful transition of power. That is what is at risk today. That is what I mean when I say fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Creeps in one briefcase at a time, one lawyer at a time, one brief at a time, one decision at a time, one judge at a time. That is happening right now. Get out and vote August 9. Get out and vote in November. Spread the word. Do not attack each other internally. Do not attack the Democratic Party. Don't attack Republicans per se. It is the QAnon fascist right in the Republican Party alone. Coming to the end of the show, great call-ins and always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.